Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Moving into just a couple of things quickly with the football, only because two things caught my eye. Number one, your guy, Bill Cowher, was on the Dan Patrick Show. And I thought he raised an interesting question, and this is not to have an Aaron Rodgers conversation for the 9 millionth time, but I did think what he said was interesting, and, you know, it was kind of along the lines of maybe the Steelers shouldn't be thinking so much about Aaron Rodgers, because what concerns him is the fact that as more time goes on, he really thinks that Rodgers is contemplating retirement more than anything. And if that's the case, and I think you've said this too, once you start thinking about retirement, maybe you've kind of checked out or you're already retired. I mean, do you think that that's what it is? If Minnesota is out at this point, and that's what we seem to think it has to be, you're thinking about the Steelers or the Giants. If you want to win, you would think it's Pittsburgh. What would take so long?
I think we have time, because the draft is still, what, a month away, right?
Yeah, late April.
Late April, so maybe 5 weeks away. So they have plenty of time. And this is the discussion we had 2 years ago about Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. When's he coming to the Jets? Remember all that? Everybody was impatient.
For sure.
Just relax. He's going to get here, and it will happen before the draft. Now, I think that that's the case. I think we'll find out something before the draft. If we don't find out something before the draft, then that makes me think that Minnesota may still be in play after watching J.J. McCarthy go through OTAs and everything else. Remember when Brett Favre, I think, came to the Jets, and also when he went to the Vikings, it was late.
Well, the Jets was August. Yeah, because I was covering the team, and I remember when he arrived.
And I think the same thing happened with the Vikings.
That I wouldn't know.
I think so. It's not like you have to have him there right now. You'd love to have a guy in there going through OTAs and everything else. That could be also something else he wants to avoid. You know, maybe he wants to stay out in California. Maybe he wants to travel some. He looks like he's in great shape. He could still play. It's just a question of whether or not you want to put up with everything that is around him. Now, he creates a lot of that, but I still think that I would think he'd want to come back and play at least one more year, and the Vikings probably would be the best place for him for that single year.
So does that mean, then the Giants and Steelers don't do anything till the draft, and if nothing is done at that point,
they may do something right prior to the draft, or they may do something right after the draft. I mean, there's three or four guys that they can go for. They can go for Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, Carson Wentz is still out there. There's still guys that they can bring in here that can play quarterback if they decide to go drafting a quarterback in the draft, high in the draft. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on here, whether it be, and it's interesting listening to Todd McShay and both Mel Kiper, who do this stuff for a living, talk to people left and right all the time. And that report by McShay and the Browns and Shedeur Sanders and everybody now thinks that Tennessee is going to take Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm.
So that would leave the Browns to take Shedeur, or somebody trading up to get Shedeur, and maybe the Giants don't have a chance at either one of them.
Which would be, right, and that would, see, it's interesting.
Then they have the choice, but however, if the quarterbacks are not there for them to get, then they have their choice at two great football players playing very, very important positions. The edge rusher is Abdul Carter. He's the best player in this draft. For what he does, what he brings, and what I think he'll bring at the next level, he's the best player in the draft. Then Travis Hunter is the next best player in the draft, non-quarterback. And when you think about those two players, if the Giants could get one of those players at number three, I think that would be great. But the problem still remains, who is their quarterback that can get them to wins this coming season?
And you would think second round, you're going for that second tier quarterback. I would think so. I would think so too, but who knows?
Or anyway, you trade back up into the first round and get, you know, maybe a Jackson Dart who still may be hanging around.
It's funny. So it's mentioned McShay and Kuiper. So there was one, it wasn't one of those guys, but another one of these draft guys that I heard, that I saw on TV yesterday, was talking about the next level of quarterback that's in this draft shouldn't be drafted in the first five rounds, that they're not NFL quality. Who, though? Like, who knows?
Some people are saying
Dart's better than the other. Who knows?
Right. We don't know until they get into the league, until they get into their situation, and then you see how they handle it. By the way, Jalen Milroe, the quarterback out of Alabama, ran a sub 4.44 40.
But what does that mean?
That's great for an RPO.
Yeah, all right.
That's an RPO offense, that's for sure.
I mean, I've seen a lot of really good quarterbacks don't run.
Anthony Richardson blew everybody away at the combine.
Yeah, but he can't complete a pass.
Right, exactly.
So this doesn't mean anything.
That's why you got to be really careful about all these measurables. The truly great quarterbacks have something that you can't really measure until you see them on the field.
I completely agree. Conrad and Cherry Hill, what's up, Conrad?
Hey, good morning. Enjoying the show this morning.
Thanks.
I want nothing to do with this Aaron Rodgers talk and this him coming to the Giants. I'm tired of waiting for this guy. Okay, even if he comes over, he's probably going to be with us maybe a year, most two. What does that do for our franchise? You know, I think that kind of sets us back. If we do win games, then we're not going to be in a place to be able to get.
Well, hold on for a second, Conrad. Here's the thing. You have to remember that the Giants coaching staff and front office has been here now for 4 years. They want to win. They need to win. The owner has said so. The owner said it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said it again this year after the season was over.
Doesn't want to be standing in the same position a year from now.
And what did Brian Daboll say when they won a game in which they beat the Colts?
That's what happens when you get good quarterback play.
That's exactly right. So, and that was Drew Locke's game.
Yes, and the idea of Rodgers coming in and saying, what is he going to do for us? If you take the wins and losses aside, the idea would be play for a year, and then the quarterback you draft takes over next year.
That would be the idea. If Aaron wants to go play one more year and not leave the way that he left, then I would say, you know, it's got to be either Minnesota again or Pittsburgh, because I think Pittsburgh's building an offense that he can win with.
It's amazing how he keeps his name in the news by not signing anywhere.
Yeah, but he's
Aaron Rodgers,
one of the most popular players in the history of the league.
But he's 41.
So Tom Brady was older than Aaron Rodgers and went down there and won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay.
Well aware,
but he had the edge. Like, he wanted that.
Well, I think Rodgers does too. I just don't know if he's physically capable of it.
We don't know if he does right now. That's the thing. That's where everybody's wondering whether or not does he really still want to play. And that's what Bill Cowher is alluding to.
About retirement thoughts, yes.
That's what he's alluding to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.